It's a new week, which means it's time for a new Monday Musing with Left of Lansing's Pat Johnston. Muse away, Pat.
Here's the Friday short for April 13th of 2026. A headline last week read, "Birth rates continue to drop in the United States in 2025. The Center for Disease Control reports the provisional number of births in 2025 dropped by another 1% from the previous year, and the general fertility rate also dropped 1% for women between the ages of 15 and 44. The CDC says that number of births has steadily declined or remained flat for the last decade, and may I say that we should take that into consideration when we talk about how to increase Michigan's population, since adults across the country are choosing against having children. Interestingly, and I think this is a good development, the fertility rate for teenagers from 15 to 19 years old declined by 7% over the past year and has also dropped an astonishing 72% since 2007. That means kids are getting the necessary information and education to learn how to prevent having their own kids, which is what sex education in school was always supposed to do. However, that development made a medical analyst on Fox News declare that number to be alarming and also a problem. Now, maybe it's just me, but I think it's a touch irresponsible to bemoan the fact that America's kids aren't getting pregnant as much nowadays, considering the other fact that we know of how much the billionaire oligarchs and political elitists that comprise of the Epstein class preyed on girls in that age group. Actually, it's kind of gross. And I believe I'm close to the truth when I say most parents don't want their teenagers having to deal with the responsibility of pregnancy or needing abortion care while in high school, hence the need for sexual education. And this is why it is working. So those numbers are good. There is, though, another plain reason as to why Americans are having fewer kids nowadays or waiting until they're older and more financially secure to have kids. Because it's too damn hard to raise a child or have a family due to the wealth inequality in this country. Why would people have kids in their early 20s in a country that values rigging the game for the Epstein class over working class Americans? An expose by the state's newsroom last year interviewed several women who reported why they've decided to wait on having kids or not having kids altogether. And the responses range from the cost of daycare, state policies around abortion and in vitro fertilization, to political instability. And one woman from that story from Virginia said that she and her husband decided to be one and done with children because the cost of daycare is literally a second mortgage and they couldn't afford another child. I mean, she's right. And dear leader Trump verified that point when he proclaimed how the United States of America, the richest country in the world, cannot afford free child care because we've got to pay for the Trump and Israeli war in Iran. I mean, we're telling everyone to go out there and get a job, to work until you die, but we'll also refuse to give you any help if you have a child. Hell, as I talked about recently on my show, you've got MAGA Michigan Republicans in the State House lamenting how they are not able to completely kill the RX Kids program, which gives a no-question-asked stipend to new parents for the first year of the baby's life. And thanks to the Trump regime and the MAGA Republican Congress, drastic healthcare cuts have made it a reality that Planned Parenthood no longer exists in the Upper Peninsula. Now, women in the UP have fewer places to go for cancer screenings, IUD insertions, and yes, medication abortions. Now, combine that reality with the reality of how Dear Leader's tariffs and Iran war are leading to higher prices for food, groceries, energy, and gasoline, and you ask yourself, how could any 20-something really have kids in this kind of economic failure known as rigged capitalism? So then what is the MAGA Christian nationalist solution? Other than banning abortion rights, they've got nothing. But I would posit maybe a popular, populist, progressive, and sensical solution would be to pass free child care for all, or free school lunches, and yes, Medicare for all. Then you'd start to see birth rates start to pick up, because those policies are not only working class policies, they are America First policies. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Subscribe to the podcast and also subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, the Gram, and Facebook. Take the battle to them.